Weinstein case, interestingly enough, brings a very interesting perspective, which nobody in U.S. media talks or writes about, is that the involvement of the private contractors into the whole business of working for someone who's powerful and wealthy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you read the article from New Yorker that came out a few days ago about Harvey Weinstein using a premier U.S. law firm. I forget the first name of the partner is Boies. David Boies was actually instrumental in representing Albert Gore in 2000 elections against the George W. Bush, which he lost. So it's a very heavy political corrected hitter. Then David Boies was also instrumental and very much pivotal to equal marriage legislation here in the United States. He actually argued a case against, for the marriage equality, which is all good for him, in the Supreme Court. But as it turned out, it seems to me, just reading from the excerpts and analyzing the situation a little further, that he was actually involved in a criminal organization set up where Weinstein would hire his firm. It basically, the reason that the Weinstein would not go directly to the agencies which employed ex-Mossad agents, you know, Israeli secret agents, to spy on his victims, to basically set up incredible intrigues, including going after journalists who are writing about this matter, including quote-unquote honey trap situations where the female agent would be approaching the journalists and, you know, to compromise them in person. I mean, you're talking about some high-level spy stuff, something that really top-shelf, you know, intelligence stuff.
It was just because the Israelis had the know-how of doing it, probably.
Well, there's a company called Black Cube that offers its services worldwide for heavy hitters. These are people who have spent extensive time.
Yeah, I think there are Israeli companies who wiretapped the European institutions. I think that was kind of like 5 or 10 years ago. Yeah.
Well, they were using the same situation was back a few years ago with the Fox News Corporation in Britain, where they're doing the same tactics as well. You know, using people from SAS, which is basically spying on different people and getting photos. But what's really important here is that the way they set up the Weinstein head with Boies was the law firm. He would basically set up a channel with the law firm, because in the United States legal jurisdiction, any kind of communication between a client and law firm is confidential, cannot be revealed. Even in the court of law, cannot be revealed. It's called client-attorney privilege. So it was very convenient to kind of set it up like this, where the law firm would basically line up all these special agents people, all the intelligence people. They'll pay them directly, so there was no money was not coming from Weinstein. Weinstein would just pay the quote unquote the law firm, and the law firm basically organized the whole thing. I have a good attorney who actually is a defense attorney here in Illinois. He basically told me it's almost runs as a criminal organization, almost like a mafia. And the moment they were basically got in a situation of breaking the law, because the agents were using fake IDs, fake fronts for themselves. It was done really professionally under false pretense, you know, interviewing people, fake journalists, you name it. Especially in the United States, and in different jurisdictions are different, but in Illinois, for example, you cannot be recorded. You cannot have a conversation recorded without party consent. It's illegal.
But was all of that done just to cover up for the whole sexual harassment thing?
Cover up, I would say blackmail.
Pressure
on journalists. Basically, it's sort of it's a classic counterintelligence operation. But what's interesting here, you're talking about single individual doing this. So it seems to me that it's become really interesting where the original power and jurisdiction of a state, it's now migrating to the corporations. It's now migrating to the people who have money and power to utilize that. I mean, you know, we already have seen this happening in military, for example, you know, Z or Blackwater, for example, being private military. But this actually is being escalated later into espionage and counterintelligence.
Yeah.
So,
but I remember the movies of the 1950s with private detectives. So, what has changed?
it's a change is, you know, this was, well, the private detective was sort of a job on sort of a legal line where they were supposed to gather information and snoop, but of course within the quote-unquote confines of the law. Here, all bets are off. The idea is just to get the object done, however you do it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, illegally as well, because they're definitely, with the situation that Weinstein was involved in and the Black Cube was involved in, they violated countless numbers of laws, not only in California, but federal as well.
So
they're complicit.
Will he be prosecuted on those companies?
Well, because it's
very different angle from the sexual harassment.
I definitely hope so. But I think this even gives you a bigger question to ask for. For example, I have filed a lot of lawsuits against creative corporations. And I'm actually banned by two companies for life. One of them is Walgreens, which is a drugstore. And the other one is a Chase Bank. And they sent me a letter banning me. And the letter a few years ago came from a cell called Global Security. Mm-hmm. So what is this Global Security? It's some kind of, you know, and I did ask Chase about this. And of course, they would not answer any questions whatsoever. It appears to be like a domestic, I don't know, international CIA like function for working within the bank, Global Security. I mean,
It's a private investigation company.
It's a Chase, was came on a Chase letterhead, and the department is called Global Security. So it appears that they have a department within the bank itself that actually deals with issues or almost like military-like operation of counter-espionage. I guess they perceive me as enough of a threat to put me on this list. So I guess I'm honored in some ways, but it kind of makes you wonder, What else is out there? If they have such a degree of organization involving different kind of tactics where they basically look at people who are considered threats to them and basically they just don't want you to be involved in any kind of business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you an example how especially in the United States where the power, what used to be reserved for the state degree, it's becoming corporate power, which is once again another version of corporatism, where the corporations are. It's almost like looking at the Soviet, almost like communist utopia, where under communism the idea was the state would eventually wither away and people would be happily ever after. In this case, state is slowly withering away, but corporations are taking their place.
Yeah.
No, so it's sad. I think it's very alarming in my opinion.
As a